Would you all give it up for Mr. Mark Udy? Thank you very much. You know, I got a lot of applause, but Mr. Hall is actually the guy who started this marketplace. Well, I don't know if he started, but he's built this marketplace to the way it is today. And regional vice president for the state. So if you'll give it up for him and his leadership that's brought this in. I figure anytime somebody gets in front of you and is going to speak to you, you ought to find out if they have any credibility, if they're, you know, respected or you know, somebody that you should actually listen to. And unfortunately, I'm going to set a bar here that's unusual. I'm a cop. And so nobody likes cops, right? Nobody ever deals with a cop on a good day. Nobody's on a barbecue on Friday night. Everything's quiet, getting along with the neighbors. Everything's really cool. And you call the police. It never happens. It's only when things are bad and you're fighting with your neighbors. So nobody ever likes cops. But it is the funnest job on the planet. I got to do everything in law enforcement. I was canine. I did SWAT. I did motors. You know, the guys that ride around and on motorcycles and write tickets. So if I wrote you a ticket, I'm sorry. No, I'm not really. But the truth is, I love doing that. I even got to teach DARE at an elementary school. And it was really fun working with the kids. And the opportunity to get to know them a little bit and do some things. The one thing I found, though, is after 20 years, is that me? Echoing back? Is it still that up there? The one thing I found after 20 years is they don't pay you. I mean, a 20-year retirement, which was the reason I thought being a cop was a cool thing to do, they said you get half. And heaven forbid something should happen to me, my wife gets half of that. And I thought, okay, well, I know what the wages are for police officers here in the state of Utah. When I retire after 20 years, well, I can't live on what a cop's wages are. How am I ever going to live on half of that? So I started looking for something else. I had a couple traditional businesses and did very well with them. But it basically just means I owned another job. Anybody who's ever had a business, they understand how that works. So I kept looking, and I was introduced to this. And the services that we had as a police officer made so much sense that I said, you know what, I need to have these. And I think everybody needs to have these. And then they said, but you can also make some fairly decent income part-time. I thought, okay, I can do this part-time. And after about 3 weeks into the business, sharing this information with other folks, I made some fairly decent money, and I thought, well, you know, I ought to probably take this a little more seriously. I made $1,000 in my first 3 weeks in prepaid legal. So that was that. Nothing great about that. I just shared the information. I didn't do anything. I just said, hey, you need to take a look at this. I think it's really cool. And so I want you to understand, that's how simple this can be. But I want to talk to you about the company, and if you're ready, say I'm ready, and we're going to share the information. Awesome. There are five areas to evaluate first before you take a look at anything. And this is according to Harvard Business School. Now, I'm going to list five things on here, but I'm going to suggest there's a sixth one. As we go through and talk about all this stuff, I want you to think about the company. Is the company rock solid? We understand that after 5 years, 50% of all businesses are out of business. After 10 years, half of those are gone. Right? Anybody heard these stats? Okay, all right. The need in the marketplace. Does the company provide, is there a need for what the company does? Because if you're in the vinyl record industry today, there's probably not a big need for that, right? Even if you're selling CDs, I don't know that there's a big need for that anymore. Everything's done. The product, does the product fill the need? Because if you have a good product and it fills the need, can you get wealthy? Yes. Awesome. Compensation, do they pay you enough to pay attention? I always referred to it this way. If your boss, you went to work Monday morning and your boss said, you know, we love the work that you do. You're one of our favorite employees. We think you're great. We want you to keep showing up, but we're not going to pay you anymore. How many of y'all are going to show up? Not many of us, right? The timing. We understand that in real estate, it's location, 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 right? But in business, it's about timing. Timing is everything, and I kind of refer to the vinyl record industry, and I'll talk about that here a little bit more. But timing is crucial in business, right? The last area that's not on here, I actually stole from Mr. Wilkinson, it's competition. I want you to think about that. Who is your company competing with? Is it, we refer to it like a Me Too company. Can I take the same idea, run down the street, open the door, and have the same business? So now I'm competing with you. My brother's a general contractor, and he says he hires these guys. He trains them really well. They get very good at what they do. And then 6 months later, they start their own business, and now he's competing with those people. So as you look at this, think about who your competition is and what's out there. Here's our company. It's a 39-year-old New York Stock Exchange company, which is fairly impressive, right? 39 years old. We passed the first 5 years. Is this what's making the noise? Doug, will you turn that one off? Does that help? I don't know. Maybe that's better. It's a 39-year-old New York Stock Exchange company, and it started with an automobile accident. You can see Mr. Stonecipher here. That's his Lincoln Continental upside down. Now, as a police officer, I've been to a lot of accidents, and almost always from on-site, when we arrive on scene, we can tell who's at fault. The lady who hit him that caused this accident was at fault. Now, he ended up in the back seat, ended up in the hospital. Now, he had health care to get healthy again. He had automobile insurance to replace his car. He had life insurance. Heaven forbid he should have needed that. But while he was in the hospital recovering, the lady sued him. Now, this was back in 1969. Does that happen more today or back then? See, back in 1969, you just shake hands and you got a deal. Those things didn't happen anymore. But it became a very serious legal situation. After about a year's worth of wages and about a year's worth of time, he was able to prove what they said in the first place, it was her fault. So after he got done with the court case, the attorney turned to him and said, "Congratulations, Mr. Stonecipher, you won." And he said, "Won what exactly? I was innocent to start with." And it cost me a lot of money and a lot of time, well, probably a lot of stress. I've been in court a lot of times, and irregardless if you're right or not, there's still stress involved, and that's got to be tough. So he started going, okay, there's got to be a better idea. And he started looking around at some insurance companies and different things and couldn't find anything that would cover that type of legal situation, a insurance for legal. He went over to Europe, found a company that did something similar to what we do and kind of modeled our company after that. And that's kind of where the beginnings of this company started, and it started in 1972. We've been publicly traded since 1976. Is that impressive or what? I mean, this is a big company. I'm going to say great things about this company because they paid me fairly well, so I'm what I guess you'd call tainted. My opinion, you know, I love this thing. But you can see all the publications, Forbes, Fortune, Money Magazine, Enterprise, Financial World. You can see we have hundreds of companies that are doing publications about our company and how great it is. In fact, Forbes last year listed us as one of the top 100 companies. Now, that's impressive. Out of the 8,000 companies that are in the rank, or no, 8 million companies that are in the ranking, sorry, 8,000. I think we got more than 8,000 here in Salt Lake. 8 million companies that are in the same category that our company's in, they said you're in the top 100. Now, if you were 100, would you have bragging rights? Out of 8 million? If you were in the top 100 here in Salt Lake, would you have bragging rights? Would you tell people about your company, how cool you are? But see, that isn't the first time we've been there. Out of the last 10 years, we've been in this, in Forbes magazine, as one of the top companies, 9 times. So I don't know who you have as far as your research staff, but I'm going to wager in a small bet that it's probably not as big as Steve Forbes. So you probably take his word for it, right? And he sells his magazines on his credibility. If he didn't have good credibility, would anybody buy his magazines? Absolutely not. So this is pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned. Here's part of the reason. Our company's growth has been up and to the right. We had 17 years of record growth, a little bit of a dip in 2009, went back up a little bit in 2010. I don't have that number on there, but I believe it was $461 million, if I'm right. $461 million was our growth during that year. And this is in the worst economy that's ever seen this country. There were more foreclosures last year than there were in the Great Depression, the whole time of it. And yet our company continues to grow up and to the right. It continues to expand. We have some pretty, I mean, that's sales history, right? It's not what we think we're going to do. This is what was already done. Is that worth looking at? And it's not if but when that you're going to need the services that I'm going to share with you here a little bit. You see, every single year, and this is just a 2007 example, but every single year about 100 million people end up in a courtroom, or I mean in a hospital. Let me start over. Every single year, about 37 million people, 10% of the U.S. society ends up in the hospital. Now, we all see the value in healthcare, right? All right. So, if in the same year we have over 100 million court filings, now, let me ask you, how many people does it take to go to the hospital?
One.
Yeah, I've driven myself there and spent a couple of days. It's expensive, by the way. But it takes at least two people to end up in a courtroom. Now, think about that. That means it's not 100 million people, it's closer to 200 million people. That's over half of the people that live in this country end up in a courtroom every single year. Now, wouldn't we find, and is that a serious need in our marketplace? So it's not if, but when. We all understand the value of healthcare. We have it, or we want it. But how many of us have some sort of legal insurance, some way to protect our families if something happens up in a courtroom? Now, a week in the hospital, could that be expensive? Could a week in the courtroom be just as expensive? You see, in a courtroom, they can take away stuff you ain't had or you're never going to get because of the way the courtroom systems work. And I hate to say it, but the justice system's broken. I've been in court lots of times and watched good, innocent people get taken advantage of because they didn't know how to play the game. And it's a game, really. I mean, if you go to a courtroom, it's kind of hilarious sometimes what people say. And I understand a legal situation is somebody's wearing handcuffs, right? As a police officer, that is a legal situation, by the way, in case you weren't sure. But I never thought of all of the other things that really were legal situations that people deal with day to day, because that's the area of law that I knew about, you know, criminal law. But there's some other things that are legal situations, and with the help of an attorney would change the outcome. In other words, if you could talk to an attorney, get some help, get some advice, would it probably change the outcome? So if you all get with me, stand up for 1 second. We're going to go through a few things here. If any one of these things applies to you, please have a seat. Have you ever been overcharged for repair? We lose a few people there. Yeah, that's usually the case. How about tried to return a defective product or a defective spouse? You can return them. It's just expensive. Received a traffic ticket. We have a few good drivers. Hey, if you guys need a ride home, these are the people that you need to see. Give them a hand. No, don't sit down. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Are these legal situations? How about loss of security deposit? This one always confused me. It's not that it's really lost. You know where it's at. You're just not getting it back. Worried about identity theft. That usually takes care of most everybody left in the room. Signed a contract. I mean, these are things that people deal with on a day-to-day basis. Are all of these legal things or potentially legal problems? Purchased a home, prepared a will, ever been audited? All of these are serious things. I got audited a few years ago. It was kind of a fun experience. Would the help or guidance from an attorney change the outcome of something like that, any of those things went through? So we're not opposed to using attorneys. We just can't afford them, right? Because we could use probably help with that. I watched people go through courtroom on traffic stuff who didn't understand all they had to do is plea in abeyance and end up getting maximum fines. One guy ended up 30 days in jail for speeding. Now, he was doing double the speed limit, so it was probably warranted. But understand that if he had had legal counsel, they probably would have pleaded that down and he just paid a fine and moved on. But they didn't know how to play the game. And I've been in court lots of times, and I'm telling you, it's a game. And I'll talk about that here a little bit more. Here's the reason people don't talk to attorneys. They are intimidated by lawyers. Now, see, the average person here in Utah earns about less than $200 a day. The average attorney is a little over $200 an hour. That means you have to spend a whole day at work to have a one-hour consultation. That's pretty expensive, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty hard to do. We don't know who to call, and we believe it costs money. We know it'll cost too much. I mean, seriously, that's why we try to handle things on our own. People try to ignore the problem or handle it personally. If you ignore the problem long enough, whether it's civil or criminal, sooner or later the cops are going to show up, I promise. It's just the way the system works. Or if you handle it personally. And I'm going to just use an example. Anybody ever had any dental work done, root canal, cavity filled, something like that? Dentists are expensive, aren't they? Would you ever try to do that to yourself? But yet we go to court where, I mean, the worst that could happen if you lost a, had a problem with your teeth is you lose a tooth. The worst that could happen in a courtroom, you can lose your freedom, money, and stuff that you ain't never had. And yet we don't seek legal counsel because it's too expensive. But we do seek medical help if we need it, right? Does that make sense? So why would you try to handle it personally? People do all the time, and that's when I watch the system really break down. What we do, simply put, a prepaid legal membership does for attorneys and legal bills what medical insurance does for doctors and hospitals. So we understand the value in that, right? All right. Who's covered? The member's spouse. And here in Utah, we have to say one spouse. This is the only state that we have to worry about that in. Or significant other. And if you have a spouse and a significant, you really need to have the plan. Dependent children, all the way up to 23 if they're full-time college students. Number 6 on this list is the one that impressed me the most. Physically or mentally challenged children for life. Now, I have an uncle who just recently passed away, who was 61 years old when he passed away. But he had rheumatic fever when he was like 6 or 7 years old. So he functioned at about a 12-year-old's age. But he was, he lived with my parents, and they were his legal guardian. And he was covered because we understand that just because they hit 21 or 23, their legal problems don't go away. They continue on. No matter how old they get, they still deal with stuff all the time, dealing with the government and the financing and all sorts of things. So when this company said we'll cover physically or mentally challenged children for life, that shows some integrity about the company that we work with, right? There's 6 major areas of coverage that we're going to talk about: life events, legal plan, preventive legal services, motor vehicle legal services, trial defense services, IRS audit services, 25% preferred member discount, and a legal shield. The legal shield is the one I'm most familiar with, and I'm going to explain why here in a little bit. The first thing that we do is we give you phone calls on an unlimited number of matters because we understand that good advice makes a difference, right? If you could call your attorney and say, hey, can they do this? Wouldn't that be a peace of mind? Would you sleep easier at night? Being able to call them, they'll write letters or make phone calls, again, on an unlimited number of matters. And the next one on there should say, it's not on this one. Sorry. They'll review contracts and documents. This slideshow changed. I don't know what I did in my computer, but something happened to it, so I apologize. It's a Mac. That's got to be what it is. Let me give you a quick example. I have had my cell phone service for almost 18 years. I've had the same number for almost 15 years. Now, would you say I'm a loyal customer? Yes. I mean, most people change their cell phone service every 2 years as it comes up, right? Well, I got an overcharge of $28 on my cell phone bill for a horoscope service. And what they were sending me is a text every other day about, here's your sign and these are your lucky numbers for the day. And to be honest, I thought it was kind of funny because they were a little bit goofy, some of the stuff that they were saying. And I truthfully thought it was Mr. Burns spoofing me. I really did. I mean, because he was doing that for a while there. He was sending out spoof texts all the time. And I thought, oh, no big deal. The end of the month come, I get the bill and I look at it, and there's an extra $28 on there. So I call the company, and I said, hey, listen, guys, I've had this service forever. What is this $28 charge? And they said, well, it's for that horoscope service that you've been getting every other day. I said, I didn't sign up for that. And they said, well, according to our records, you did. I said, what day did I sign up for it? Well, it looks like it's on or about this day. I said, how did I sign up for it? Well, we can't tell that. I said, well, that ain't right. I ain't paying for it. You take it off my bill. I don't want that service. And they said, well, you have to. You've already had the service for a month. And I said, well, no, I didn't want it to start with. I would never have signed up for this. So they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I said, let me talk to your supervisor. This is Officer Udy at this point. You know, I've got some clout there. And so I'm sure what he did is he handed the phone to the kid in the next cubicle, and that young man was pretty much just rude to me. He said, basically, sir, we'll take it off next month's bill, but you have to pay the bill. Or we'll turn off your phone. Up to you. Whatever you want to do. And I said, that ain't right, and you know it. He said, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I said, you know what? You're going to hear from my attorney. And he went, okay. Have a good day. And hung up. So I said, fine, you know what? I'm going to call my attorney. So I called my attorney, And I said, hey, this is what's going on. This is what happened. And when I called the law firm, the attorney that I spoke with said, okay, send me in your bill and your contract. I said, well, I've had this service for 15 years. I have no idea where the contract is. I don't know anything about it. He said, well, send me in the bill. I'll take a look at it. So he reviewed my bill completely from start to finish. And he calls me back about an hour and a half later. And he says, I've looked at it. I can't show that you didn't sign up for the service. He said, but after reviewing it, I can't really show that you did. And I'm not sure that they can prove that either. Would you like me to make a phone call? I said, yeah, awesome. Make a phone call. What do I got to lose? Unlimited, right? So he makes a phone call for me. About 3.5 hours later, I get a call back from a gentleman, and I wish I'd have wrote his name down, but his title was longer than my arm. He was like the vice president over marketing in the Salt Lake region in northern Utah. I mean, he was proud of who he was. And he addressed me a little bit differently. He didn't say, you know, pay the bill, we'll turn off your phone. He said, Mr. Udy, we are so sorry for the misunderstanding. Cool, now I'm Mr. Udy. And he says, you know what, we're going to credit your bill, the $28, and I know you had to engage your attorney and spend some time on this, so we're going to give you 200 free minutes. Will that resolve the matter for you today? Now, let me ask you, at $200 an hour, would it have been financially worth it to call it an attorney over a $28 problem? Not even close. But they changed some things. Now, here's the kicker on the whole thing. The next month, the same bill showed up. At this point, I'm angry. And I call up and I get this young man. I kind of feel bad about it now, but I get this young man on the phone. I said, this is ridiculous. Last month we went through all this, and I'm cussing this poor kid. And he's frantic. Well, tell me your account number. Let me look it up. And I can hear him clicking away at the computer. I mean, he's clicking away as fast as he can. And then he pauses and he goes, Mr. Udy, I have taken that off of your bill. Don't worry about it. It's taken care of. It's gone. It's all done. Apparently, last month, somebody got in trouble because it was gone right now. They keep notes on you. I didn't know that until later, but, you know, they keep notes on everything. He's the crazy guy who will call an attorney for $28. So, like I said, we review contracts and documents up to 10 pages on anything. I mean, this was a little thing like a cell phone bill, but I had him review my mortgage and some other things that helped me and saved me a fortune because they told me what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. My mortgage payment went from $2,800 a month to $11,000. Because my attorney told me how to negotiate. Make a difference? The last thing that we do is a comprehensive will with durable power of attorneys, direct dispositions, and requisition of tangible assets. So you get to decide where your stuff goes, where your children go, what happens to you if you, heaven forbid, you should end up on life support. I thought about this when I first started in this company, and I thought, you know what, I'm over 40 years old. I have a wife, I have 6 kids, I now have 16 grandkids. What would happen if I was to end up in an accident where I'm unconscious and I'm able to speak for myself? I'm going to leave my wife with having to make a decision as to whether or not to pull the plug. Is that fair to her? Not at all. Heaven forbid my children and my wife or my wife and my parents or anybody decides to argue whether or not they should pull the plug. But let's just take a look at this another way. Say my wife decided, you know what, we're going to pull the plug. And 6 months later, they find a cure for whatever's got me there. Now, she gets to live with that guilt for the rest of her life. Is that fair? And so it doesn't matter whether you're very wealthy or very poor, whether you have a lot of assets. Think about the people, the loved ones. Because when do you need a will? No, you need it after you die. You don't need one before you die. You don't need any paperwork. You get to make those decisions. When can you get a will? Before you die, yeah. See, there's a caveat in that whole thing, right? So get that in place. And again, it doesn't matter whether you're very wealthy or you've just got a boombox and a chihuahua, as Mr. Burns puts it. You need to have a decision as to what's going to happen to you and your family. If you don't have a will in place here in the state of Utah, the state can take custody of your children and decide who gets them. And if it's a family member who wants them, you know, we all have that family member we don't want our children to go to. Everybody's got one. They're the person that's going to petition the state for custody of your children if you don't have a will in place. So with that in mind, think about that and take care of those things. But the average cost of a will here in the state of Utah is somewhere between $500 and $1,500 per person. Now, we give you one for you and one for your spouse or significant other as part of our coverage. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the whole membership is $35.95 a month. Based on what I've told you, is that of value to you? Just this first area saved me $1,600 a month for the last 3 years. It was valuable to me for 36 bucks, to say the least. The rest of them I'm going to go over really quickly. Everything else we get is free. Motor vehicle legal services. In other words, if you get a moving traffic violation and it's a defensible ticket, they'll go to court for you or with you to help keep the points off your driving record and get the fines reduced. They're very, very good at getting this done. Because as a police officer, we write tickets. It's not personal. I know you think it is to the cop, but it's not personal. They don't care. They're just doing their job. And if you say, hey, I'm going to take you to court, most officers are going, cool, I get paid 2.5 hours of overtime to show up. Even if you get off. Even if it's not stuck to you. But I always put it this way. A good attorney knows the law. A great attorney knows the judge and the prosecutor. And they negotiate those things. Trial defense, who's suing who in America today? Anybody and everybody. You can sue anybody in the state of Utah for $48 or less. $48. If you don't like their hair color, you can sue them. If you don't think they drive correctly, you can sue them. Now, if you're being sued, you have to defend yourself. Because if you don't defend yourself, you're guilty by default. Yeah. Well, we give you 75 hours your first year. It goes up to 335 hours on your fifth year. Heaven forbid you should use 335 hours in a year. I only know of one person who's actually used that many hours in a single year. But on the next year, on your anniversary date, they replenish those hours to 335 hours. Is that impressive? We'll put this in relative terms. O.J. Simpson civil trial, where the Goldman family sued him, only took 302. If you're in that much trouble, find a religion. Saturday, Sunday, evenings, it doesn't matter. Find something. The next area is IRS audit services. The IRS hired 16,000 new employees last year because they're trying to collect the money that they have bailed out everybody else except us with. They're going to do this somehow. I got audited for my 2007. They said I had $17,000 worth of unclaimed income. My wife looked at me and said, where are you hiding it? I got $17,000. I'd have known about that. So we went through the audit. We prepared everything. We held the audit at the attorney's office rather than my home because that's where the agent wanted to come. As he sat across the table from my wife and I, every time the young man, I kind of started to feel bad for him at the end of it because he'd, okay, how do I ask this question so that they can answer it and their attorney will tell them to? Well, the whole audit took about 3 hours. All said and done, not only did I not have $17,000 worth of unclaimed income, it was a clerical error on their part, but they owed me $702 more. My wife leans over and says, should we tell them to keep going? And my attorney said, no, just let it go. Take your money and run. I've seen the rest of your records. Just run with it. We also give you a 25% discount on everything else. It was called a preferred member discount. In other words, as a member of prepaid legal, that $35.95, instead of paying, just as an example, I'm not quoting a price, instead of paying $200 an hour for an attorney, it'd be $150 an hour. And I'll give you an example. My sister adopted a baby 2 years ago now. Now, the average cost to adopt a baby in this country is around $10,000. That's to do all the paperwork, go through the courts, everything else. But she lived in Arizona. The baby was born in Texas. Now, when you cross state lines, every state wants a little piece of that pie, right? Well, instead of paying $10,000 for that adoption, it cost her $7,000 because she had a prepaid legal membership. $3,000 is a big savings. Next area, Legal Shield. And this is the one that I know the most about. You see, everybody understands that you have the right to remain. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court, right? Problem is most of you don't have the ability to remain silent. I've had more people explain themselves into jail than if they had just kept their mouth shut and let it go. But the problem is they deal with things and they're trying to explain and it just tends to get worse and worse and worse. I have a lady, just as an example on this. She was in a car accident. Somebody pulled out in front of her. She was driving down the road. She was in the right. The lady, the person who pulled out in front of her, crossed the line. I mean, it was obviously the person. And I wrote the citation to the person who pulled out in front of her. She's in a travel lane. But in her report, or in her statement, she wrote, I was driving down the road, and I looked down to grab a CD for my children because they were crying in the back. And the insurance company said, well, then it's partially your fault because you weren't paying attention to where you were going. Now, if she had talked to an attorney before she wrote out that witness statement, would she have been clocked with that? No, because as a police officer, it was obvious it was the other person's fault. And anybody who in here looks at this logically says, yeah, it was obviously the other person's fault. But yet, because she didn't talk to an attorney and she didn't find out the advice before she filled out a witness statement, she was end up liable for part of the accident. Because we give you 24-hour access in case of emergencies. With DCFS, Division of Child and Family Services, shows up at your house and says you're an unfit parent because your neighbor called and complained. You have an attorney you can call because you don't know. Do they have a right to take your children? Do you know? See, oftentimes they don't, but because they're the government and they usually show up with the cops, they get away with it. I'm not a big fan of DCFS, by the way. As a police officer, they usually go after the wrong people. But we give you 24-hour access in case of emergency, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That is an incredible service that everybody should have. If you're being arrested or detained by law enforcement, call your attorney. Don't give them your card. Call your attorney when they let you, okay? Identity theft, fastest growing crime in the world. It surpassed drug trafficking in 2007 as the number one revenue earner in this country. In other words, we make more money stealing people's identity than you would bring drugs into our country. So I'm going to teach you how to do... Oh, no, that's a different class. The truth is identity theft isn't about just your finances anymore. See, when I first started in law enforcement, it was all fraud. Checking accounts and credit cards, those type of things. That's what people dealt with. But today, we talk about identity theft, and there's actually five different areas. Not that finances isn't important. It's your money, and you should keep it, right? We want to make sure that we protect that. But we have driver's license identity. Talk to any college kid under the age of 21 and ask them where to get a fake ID, and I promise they can tell you. It's not that hard. But if you Google fake ID, you can get a Utah driver's license with the holograms, watermark, and the barcode on the back for like $99. I think somebody told me they were on sale like for $59 last month for two of them. But if I have a Utah driver's license with Mr. Hill's information on it and I get pulled over for a traffic ticket, what am I going to do? This is me, I swear. Who are they going to write the ticket to? Who's ever named on the driver's license? Who's going to go to court? Not me. Are you going to go to court? Probably not. So where does the warrant get issued to? Mr. Hill. Is that kind of a potential real serious identity theft issue? Will you care what your bank account says when the police officer is taking you to jail at 10 o'clock at night because you have an outstanding warrant? Probably not. Social Security identity theft, we have thousands of illegal aliens coming into this country every single day. Now, in order to work in the United States, you have to have a Social Security number. Does it have to be yours? No, unfortunately, it doesn't. It should be, but it doesn't. You see, the laws that have set up to protect our identities actually hamper employers from checking to make sure that Social Security number belongs to that person. Most companies don't have the right to check that stuff in out. All they can do is verify that it's a valid Social Security number. Now, what if they go to work and get paid as a 1099 employee? Who's liable for the taxes? Whoever's number it is, right? Medical identity theft, fastest growing area, scariest growing area, because it's not that they want your medical information. They want to use your benefits. The cost of health care is outrageous right now. And in fact, in the state of Utah, if you show up at an IHC hospital, which is 99% of the hospitals in the state, you give them any name. I can go in there and tell them I'm Mike Bertot. They're going to pull up his medical record because I'm sure he's been to the hospital at least once. They can say, is this you? Yep, that's me. They have to treat me as though I'm him. Heaven forbid I have something like HIV or hepatitis or just diabetes. Is that going to change his permanent medical record? Is that going to make it harder for him to get insurance in the future? Think about how scary that is. The last two areas, character criminal, why anybody commit a crime in somebody else's name, that's pretty obvious. I always joke around about it. Everybody that I've ever arrested always says that I've never arrested a guilty person. Everybody says, not me, I don't know what you're talking about. Guess what? That's what everybody says. So if you're the person of a victim of identity theft, how are you going to prove you're not you? What if I have more documentation to prove I'm you than you have? Can that change some things? Can it? How do you prove you're not you? And the last one, certainly not least, is a financial. But if you had an issue in any one of these areas, do you have a legal problem or potentially a legal problem going on there? Wouldn't having access to a good attorney or a law firm being able to help you in those situations be valuable? Absolutely. So here's what we do. We give you a comprehensive credit report. It gives you an idea of what's on there. Then they do continuous monitoring. And that doesn't set us apart from anybody else. There's a lot of companies that will do that for you. But this is continuous monitoring. In other words, every single day. Some of those companies do it once a week, some once a month, some once a quarter from what I just heard recently. Once a quarter. Think about this. If I had a credit card in your name that I got fraudulently, well, how much damage can I do in 3 months? Wouldn't you want to know about that tomorrow? A couple of years ago, my wife went shopping at Kohl's at Christmas time, got a Kohl's card. Because if you get the Kohl's card, you get a 15% discount, I think is the way the thing worked. And it was Christmas time. I got a lot of kids and grandkids. So she's picking up a bunch of stuff. But before she got home, I got an alert that said somebody had used my information to apply for a Kohl's card. So my wife got home. I said, honey, did you go get a new Kohl's card? She goes, yeah, but I wasn't going to tell you about it. So guys, think about this. You can find out what's going on before it gets too bad. And not that it's a problem. It's just, it's nice to know then. Because if it hadn't have been her, think about how much damage could be done during the Christmas season. Nobody really checks those kind of things. Nobody's watching that kind of stuff. But our company is doing that. They do continuous monitoring and prompt notice every day. Now, I didn't know this, but the U.S. Postal Service updates addresses before I got started here every night at midnight. So if somebody goes opens utilities in your name in another location, would you like to know about it then or 6 months after the bill's due? A couple $1,000. That's kind of cool. Here's what we do. We are the only company in North America that will do full restorative services. In other words, they're going to restore your good name to where it was before the identity theft occurred. Pretty cool. And they're going to do proactive searches. These guys are Wall Street's private eye. They have been doing identity theft protection for over 30 years for big companies, very wealthy individuals, but they brought it down to an affordable price. Now, I told you what the price was, right? Well, we also do safe credit for minors. Forgot about that. For a dollar more, we can protect your family, your children who are under the age of 18 as well. So I told you what the price was, $35.95, right? If you add this, it's a dollar more. So for $36.95, you can protect your whole family, and all of that is covered for that same price. Now, as a police officer, I don't know your family, I don't know how you're doing, but I can promise you your family is worth $1.20 a day. It's a kind of a no-brainer. Nobody walks up to the vending machine at Maverick and goes, $1.20 for this one or $1.65 for this one. You know, nobody ever even thinks about spending $1.20 a day. And what does Soda Pop do for you? Anything good? No, but for $1.20 a day, you can protect your family. Day in, day out. Think about the value in that. This is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Like I said, I don't know your family, but they are worth $1.20 a day, just in case the cops ever do show up. If you did that alone, it would be worth $1.20 a day. But somebody probably invited you here today, not because you needed a great legal plan, but because they told you there's some ordinary people making extraordinary money. Now, I'm a cop, and again, I'm retired now, but I'm a cop, and I don't bring anything special to the table in this. But because I was able to follow a simple system that I'm going to show you here really quick, I was able to be very successful and retire after 6 months from law enforcement. Now, I did it too fast. Don't get me wrong. This is a lot of work. This is not a get-rich-quick. This is a real company with a real opportunity, with a real way to protect people and bless people's lives. But it's not going to come free. You have to work. This is an opportunity, not a get-rich-quick, okay? Everybody starts out as an associate with our company. Now, there is a financial investment. This is where you take off your employee hat and you put on your business owner hat. Anybody in here own a traditional business besides me? Some people in here. What does it cost to start a traditional business? $40,000? Somebody got a bigger number than $40,000? $60,000? Half a million? Holy smokes. I'm just a half a million shy of that. Quarter million? Now, if you bought a McDonald's today, I think the going rate right now is between $1 and $1.5 million to own a McDonald's. Is it a proven system? Can you make money at it? Do the people who buy those type or start those type of businesses look forward to making some income? So they're no longer the employee, but they're the business owner, right? And I'm going to pick on McDonald's a little bit simply because if you spend $1.5 million, work really hard for 10 years, after 10 years, you can start collecting about a six-figure income with McDonald's. That's not bad, right? I think it's $96,000 a year is what I think the last I heard was their stat after 10 years. So you got $1.5 million, get started, work 10 years, and then you can start collecting almost a six-figure income with that opportunity. Well, this opportunity that I'm talking about, I'd already told you it's a 39-year-old rock-solid New York Stock Exchange company. Great growth, great revenue. We fill a need in a market that hasn't... McDonald's doesn't fill a need in the market. I'm not picking on them too much, but if you never ate another Big Mac the rest of your life, would you get by? Probably so. But everybody starts out with our company as an associate. Now, it's normally $249 to become a marketing associate with our company. That's a once-in-a-lifetime investment. Not bad, right? Right now, you can do that for $149. A founder said, you know what? We want to make sure people are taken care of in this economy. We're going to give them an opportunity to start their business for $149. But you become a marketing associate, and you can see the associate level down there. If you go out and share that $35.95 right there plan, and you collect that from an individual, send it into the company's going to pay you, I don't know if it'll go that far, $103. $103 for collecting that and protecting a family. Is that greater than or less than? You collect $46, you send it in, they send you $103. Not bad, right? Well, if you do that five times, in other words, protect five families, the company will move you from the associate level to senior associate level. On the sixth person that you share this with and give them the opportunity to protect their family, the company's now going to pay you $138 for that person. Not bad. But most of you thought, you know what, I'm not here just to become a salesperson. I want to do something more. I want to create some leverage income. If you're not sure what leverage income, go to work tomorrow, ask your boss or Monday and say, hey, what's leveraged income? And he'll smile, and if he really likes you, he might explain it to you. If he doesn't really like you, you say, just keep doing what you're doing. Because as long as you're at work, I can go golfing tomorrow. Right? That's leverage income. Well, we're working, other people are getting paid. And we understand this best in the mortgage industry or the real estate industry. We have brokers and agents. If a broker sells a home, does he make a fairly decent income? Yeah. But if he recruits or hires an agent, and that agent goes and sells a home, does the agent get paid? Does the broker get paid? So which one do you want to be? The broker, yeah. I don't know why they call him broker. They should call him Richard. How many agents do you want to have? As many as you can get, right? Because every time they sell a home or a property, do you get paid as the broker? Absolutely. So here's the thing. If you go out and share this information, in other words, help three families get protected and get one of those people who also is looking for an opportunity to make some extra money, sees the value in the services and is looking for an opportunity to increase their income, even if it's just a little bit. There are people who make a very comfortable six-figure, seven-figure income with our company, but most people are looking to make a few hundred dollars a month, and that's it. In 2009, half of all the bankruptcies would have disappeared if they could have increased their household income by $300. So a lot of people are looking for just a few $100 just so that they can get through and get ahead of things, right? But let's say, for example, you bring one of those people on. Mr. Hill, can I pick on you for a minute? Awesome. Stand up for me, would you? You guys didn't even know who this guy is. He's a rock star in our company. But Mr. Hill, I decided to bring him into the business. I'm a marketing associate. Mr. Hill, he says, you know what, I see the value in it, and he becomes a marketing associate with me. So he goes out and markets a membership. And I've moved up. I've sold two other memberships, so I've moved up to the senior associate. And he goes out and markets a membership. Pick somebody you want to market a membership. Mr. Anderson, good choice. Awesome. Now, how much is Mr. Hill going to make? $103, right? But because I'm the senior associate and I brought him in, the company's going to pay me the difference between what he earns and what I earn, or $34.57. Do I want Mr. Hill to go work? What if he sold 10 memberships in a month? I'm going to make $340 for him going to work? How many Mr. Hills do I want to have on my working with? As many as I can. Go ahead and have a seat, guys. Thank you very much. It makes much sense if you know people who are looking to change their lifestyle, change what they're doing, Wouldn't you want to give them an opportunity to do that? Now, you can go all the way up the compensation plan that you can see on there, the blue column, just by marketing membership, sharing this opportunity with people. We have people in our company who make multiple six figures sharing the services with other people, not recruiting new people, not bringing people into the business, not sharing the opportunity, but just sharing the services that we have. We have people who also make a very comfortable income by bringing other people into the business with them. As you move up, let's just use, for example, I'm a manager. I bring Mr. Hill in. He goes out and markets a membership because he's going to earn 103. I'm going to earn the difference. As he moves up and I help him be successful, I'm going to make less and he's going to make more. So my job is to help him be successful all the way up to $252. And you can see the green column shows what you earn as what we call as an override. In other words, every time somebody on your organization goes out and markets a membership, whatever level they're at and you're at, you earn the difference. Now, our company put a little program in place, and we've actually got 10, 11 days left this month. If you get started, remember I told you it was $149 to get your business started. If you go out and market five memberships, in other words, protect five families, or get three families protected and one of those become a marketing associate, you move up to the senior associate level. If you do that in your first 15 days, the company won't only pay you your commissions, either $300 or $500, but they'll also give you a $300 bonus for doing the exact same work. So when I talked about starting your business for $149, but if you got serious and went to work in your first 15 days, not only did your business start for free, but you made $150 for helping other people in what an opportunity that you see. The other side of the columns there, those are bonuses paid for helping other people be successful. That's the person who brought you here to explain those to you. I promise they'll go over them with you. There's just extra money that our company has put on for us to help other people. There we go. The business is really simple. How many of you are here today? Cool. Oh, that's most of you. Awesome. Every Tuesday and Wednesday night here in the state of Utah, we have events just like this where you can bring people and they can see the opportunity. Take a look at the person who invited you. See how hard they're working. Can you do what they did? That's the business. But we have DVDs, magazines, websites, handouts. We have every medium that you don't have to do what I'm doing. All you got to do is share the information. If you can show up in an event like this and bring people with you, you can build a very comfortable business. We get paid every day. Is that important? Awesome. We have bills come up almost every day, right? Wouldn't it be good to get paid every day? And they're direct deposit right into your bank account. We have a Players Club where you get car bonuses for doing some simple things, sharing the information over consistent activity over a year's period of time, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And then you don't have to have any specific experience on here. This gentleman right here makes multiple six figures just sharing the product with people. We have people in here. This guy was a grocer. He now owns a private jet. This guy was a mailman. I don't know if you've ever seen your mailman, but they don't have to be brilliant to put the mail in. You got to make sure you put them in right. Not that this guy isn't brilliant, but let me tell you something. It doesn't take anything. We have every imagine. This gentleman right here is a vice principal at a junior high school. And he makes a six-figure income part-time. He loves his job. He loves working with the kids. But he still makes a six-figure income part-time with our company. The timing is perfect. HMOs, healthcare. In 1952, what does it say on there? 1952, they started healthcare. It took them about 11 years to get 2% of the market. After 7 years after that, when 2% of Americans said, you know what, that makes sense, 52% of Americans said, I need to have health care. Do we see the value and the need in the legal services today? I already told you that more than 50% of Americans are dealing with a legal problem right now. Do we have a product that fills that need? Real quick here. You guys are not understanding. We are sitting on a gold mine because people are dealing with legal problems and identity theft faster than anything else. Now, you can get health care almost anywhere, right? I mean, there's dozens of companies that will sell you health insurance. And I told you to think about the competition. That was the last thing on the list. Take $36, call any attorney you want, and say, hey, what do you do for me for $36? I mean, seriously. But do people need those kind of services? Do people deal with those things? Do people overpay their credit cards? Do the people over... Mine was my cell phone. $28. Do people deal with those kind of things all the time? Has anybody ever been billed correctly with their cell phone? Just out of curiosity. But it doesn't make financial sense to hire a $200 an hour attorney to handle a $28 problem. We're here. We're at 2%. This market is there. People are starting to realize the need. Identity theft through the roof. People are starting to realize the value in protecting their identity. And they're starting to understand that it's not about credit cards. I almost guarantee you everybody in here knows somebody who's dealt with an identity theft issue outside of their financial stuff. Now, the value here is real. The companies here is real. And the compensation as well as the competition doesn't exist. We've invited a few other people to come up in front of the room and share their experiences with this company. If you'll give it up, will they come to the front of the room? I would be grateful.
My name is George Wilkinson.
Hello.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car, because I was always taught to get good grades, get a good job, and work your way up. When I quit 7-Up, they quit paying me. What I love is this company over the last 12 years has generated enough revenue to where if I don't do anything, it will still be a six-figure income by the end of this year. I absolutely love this company.
My name is Jennifer Youngberg, and my background is in teaching. When I saw this company, I saw an opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom. I absolutely love taking care of other kids and teaching them, but I wanted to be with my own. And soon, I was making more of my lunch break than I was all day teaching. I love pre-legal. I am a stay-at-home mother, and I love it.
My name is Lucas Hill, and before prepaid legal, I was 20 years old, didn't have a high school diploma, kind of dropped out early, made some bad decisions, and I was being humbled by those decisions with kind of months behind, living behind the rent, if you know what I mean, and never got to see my kids. I got started to become a stay-at-home dad and make more money, and after a few months, I was able to do that. I've been a stay-at-home dad now for almost 2 years, and get to hang out, have fun with a lot of people on the team, go on vacations, made a ton of friends. My old job, I used to clean out outhouses. And this job, I definitely don't have to do that anymore. But on top of that, I got a Millionaire Club members' phones, my phone book, have a whole lot of fun with prepaid legal. So we're prepaid legal for life.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert. And I, growing up, did all the right things, too, that we were supposed to do. But as my children were growing up, I didn't want to leave them having to take care of me. None of the 14 children want the burden of having to take care of an elderly person, so I needed retirement. And I looked for something, and, you know, prepaid legal is wonderful for all the reasons that everybody else loves it, but the most important thing for me is being able to bless other people's lives and to see their lives change and see them cry and thank you. That's what prepaid legal means to me.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background's with Chippendales. Didn't pay me a whole lot of money. I'm just seeing if you guys are awake this morning. For some reason, I thought I'd slide that in there and see if anybody noticed, but I guess you did. So, you guys, we have the most incredible opportunity in the world here, and I can tell you that because I never graduated from high school. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when somebody showed me this company, and we started very part-time, just 5 to 10 hours a week, but within a few months, it was paying us more than my full-time job, so I transitioned and went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It's never paid us less than six figures for the last 9 years in a row. We're in what they call the Millionaires Club, and we did the math. It would have taken us over 55 years to make $1 million at the job that I absolutely hated doing, so I love prepaid legal. Thank you all for coming out this morning. Let's give it back up to Mr. Udy.
I was part of Chippendales, and you were never there. Just kidding. There's some action steps that you need to take. You know what? Truthfully, your family's worth $1.20 a day. Get your membership in place. Become an associate. Share this information. Help some folks out. And plug into a proven system. We have training here every Thursday night in this room where we're going to teach you everything that you need to know. Now, you're in either an A, B, or a C. A C says, see you later, but get your membership in place. Heaven forbid you should back out of a parking stall and run into me. Think about it. A cop with a legal plan. How's that going to bode for you? I mean, seriously, I'm always going to win that one. Because the judge knows me, not because I'm a bad guy, but because he knows me. But the truth is, get your membership in place. A B says, you know what, I have a few questions about that associate part, but the membership makes sense. Get your questions answered here by the people who know the answers. Because if you go home and ask your neighbor what they thought about prepaid legal, and they didn't see the information that you saw, they're going to give you an opinion. And we all understand that everybody has an opinion. But if you buy their opinion, you're going to buy their lifestyle. If they have what you want, maybe ask some questions. If they don't, get your questions answered by the people who know the answers to those questions. And then he says, absolutely, this makes total sense. Get me started. That guy could have stopped talking. I don't like cops anyway, but it made sense. Get signed up today. We're going to have an incredible training. We're going to do a 10-minute break, give or take. 10-minute break. Get your paperwork filled out. Come back in here. And the lady who's going to come up and talk to us for the rest of the day is phenomenal. You do not want to miss some of the information that's coming out. So tell the person, turn to the person who invited you, say, I'm A, B, or C. Tell them what you're at. My time is done here. Have a great day.